Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to our Friday DriveCast edition, the day of the week where we venture off the weekly teaching topic and we go where the Lord takes us. So let's get started. You know, currently, our president has declared a state of national emergency due to the coronavirus and its impact, and no surprise there. But interestingly enough, national emergencies, they're mentioned in the Bible, and namely in the Old Testament, and they typically involve Israel, God's chosen people. And the book of Isaiah, it highlights Israel's so-called, or one of their national emergencies, which happened to be the Assyrians, who were on Israel's borders, ready to destroy them and take them into captivity. So what does Israel, God's chosen people, do? Well, they sought out political and military alliances, totally pushing God out of the equation and causing God to speak directly to his chosen people. These words that's found in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. And listen to the word of the Lord. He says, "In repentance and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength." You know, and these words is the heart of Isaiah's message to his fellow Israelites during a time of national emergency. And I believe these are our words too during our time of national emergency. Repentance and rest, quietness and trust. They seem so counterintuitive during crises. Yet these are the characteristics that God wants his people to exhibit for our neighbors to see. Because the antithesis of panic is always trust. Did Israel heed God's word when he said your salvation from Assyria is going to come through repentance and rest? Your strength will come through quietness and trust? Unfortunately not. For the last phrase of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 reads, "But you would not." Israel panics. They choose poorly, to no avail. Assyria ultimately rolls over them and taking them into exile. And if you get the opportunity, please read Isaiah chapter 30 for yourself. And then ask the question, during our national emergency, who do I want to be like? Do I want my family and neighbors seeing me operating out of fear and panic? Or do I want others to see me resting in God's power, trusting that God is in control? I don't know about you, but I want my family and neighbors to see me as a reconstituted Israel, God's chosen person who's quiet yet confident in this national crisis, whose strength comes from the Lord and his people, and not from the federal government. This is our opportunity to show the world what it looks like to be Christ followers during troubled times, through prayer, through reading and obeying Scripture, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have what it takes to be salt, to be light, to be the city on the hill. So take God's word to heart. In repentance and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. And together, let's be the reconstituted people of God who get it right. You know, as usual, I want to invite you to pray with me as we close out today's DriveCast. And granted, these times are unprecedented, yet ripe with opportunity for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those around us. So let's pray for that opportunity right now. If you'd like to join me, you can pray something like this. Jesus, I acknowledge that your help is needed now more than ever in the world that you created and sustain. I ask that you do something about this coronavirus outbreak and all of the fallout over it. Remind me, if I'm listening to this DriveCast and praying this prayer, that I'm part of the solution. So give me wisdom and generosity to mobilize the resources that you've given me to help others. Amen. So as usual, I want to thank you for tuning in today. I wish you a safe and a happy weekend, and a weekend like we read in Isaiah 30:15, full of quietness and rest. And remember, our online service is streaming live on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 o'clock, and hope to see you back with us Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.